All right, welcome back to the deep dive. You know how this works. We get a stack of sources, we pick one, and we dive deep.
That's right. We really try to get to the bottom of things. And today, we're tackling the world of memory foam mattresses.
Ah, yes. The quest for the perfect night's sleep. And our source this time is, well, it's a whole article from Mattress Advisory.
It's a good one. It really digs into the details of what to look for, you know, beyond just... Well, this one feels soft.
Right, right. It's more than just that initial squish test in the store, isn't it?
Exactly. There's so much more to it, and that's what we're going to unpack today.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, though, quick reminder to our listeners to check out the show notes. We've got links to some exclusive discounts on some of the mattresses we'll be discussing today. You know, just in case you're in the market.
Always a good idea. All right, so this article from Mattress Advisory, it does something really interesting.
Okay, what's that?
Instead of just, like, reviewing a bunch of mattresses one by one, it gives you the tools to evaluate, you know, any memory foam mattress.
So it's like equipping us to become mattress experts ourselves.
Exactly, because honestly, there's so much marketing hype out there, it can be really overwhelming.
Ugh, tell me about it. Like, how many times have you seen an ad that's like, this mattress is like sleeping on a cloud?
Oh yeah, all the time, but what does that even mean?
Right, a cloud. Clouds are made of water vapor. I don't want to sleep on water vapor.
Exactly. So this article cuts through the BS and gets to the real factors you should be considering.
I like it. So what's the first thing they talk about?
Well, one thing that really surprised me was the emphasis on mattress weight.
Mattress weight? I never even thought about that. Why does it matter?
It actually tells you a lot about the construction and durability.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, heavier mattresses, they usually have denser foams inside. And denser foams, generally speaking, mean better support and they tend to last longer.
So it's kind of like you get what you pay for. The heavier, the higher quality.
It can be a good indicator, yeah. But, of course, there's a trade-off. A heavier mattress, well, it's going to be harder to move around, right?
Oh, for sure. I've definitely wrestled a mattress or two up a flight of stairs in my day.
So that's something to think about. You know, how often are you going to be moving this mattress? Do you have a sturdy bed frame that can handle it?
Great point. I never even considered that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So mattress weight check. What else is there?
Another big one, and this probably won't come as a surprise, is your sleep position.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before. But, I mean, does it really make that much of a difference? Like, can't you just pick a mattress that feels comfortable and call it a day?
It's more than just comfort, though. It's about how your weight is distributed and how your spine is aligned.
I see. So walk me through it. What kind of mattress does a side sleeper need?
Side sleepers, they need more cushioning around their shoulders and hips, right? Because that's where most of their weight is concentrated when they're on their side.
Right, right. So would a soft mattress be best in that case?
Yeah, exactly. The article actually calls out the puffy cloud as a good option for side sleepers because it's known for being super soft and pressure relieving.
The puffy cloud. I've seen those ads. They make it look like you're sinking into a marshmallow or something.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
But again, it all depends on your individual needs. What about you? What position do you usually sleep in?
Well, I'm a back sleeper through and through.
Ah, back sleepers. You guys typically need something a bit more supportive to keep your spine nice and aligned.
I see. Not too soft, not too firm, just right. Goldilocks over here.
Pretty much. And the article actually recommends the Lisa Original for back sleepers. They say it strikes a good balance between comfort and support.
Lisa Original. Okay. I'll have to check that one out. What about those folks who sleep on their stomachs? I always hear they need the firmest mattresses.
That's absolutely true. Stomach sleepers need that firm surface to prevent their hips from sinking in and throwing their spine out of whack.
Ouch, yeah, that doesn't sound good for your back at all.
Nope. And you know, the article even suggests that stomach sleepers might want to consider a hybrid mattress.
A hybrid, as in like memory foam and something else.
Exactly. Hybrids combine memory foam with coils, which give you that extra support. We'll talk more about hybrids later, but they're definitely something to keep in mind if you need that firmer feel.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got side, back, and stomach sleepers all covered. What about those of us who, well, kind of do a little bit of everything? You know, toss and turn all night.
The combination sleepers. You guys are a tricky bunch. You need a mattress that's responsive. That means it bounces back quickly so you can easily switch positions.
So you don't feel like you're fighting against the mattress every time you move.
Exactly. And again, hybrids often do a good job in this area.
Okay, so sleep position is key.
Yeah.
But What about those materials? You know, what's actually inside these memory foam mattresses?
Oh, that's where it gets really interesting. And it's where understanding the materials can really help you make a smarter choice.
So break it down for us. What kind of materials are we talking about here?
One you've probably heard of is gel-infused foam. It's become super popular in recent years.
Oh, yeah. Gel-infused. That's supposed to be the answer to the whole, you know, memory foam sleeps hot problem, right?
Exactly. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to wake up in a sweat tuttle.
No, thank you.
So gel-infused foam is designed to, well, draw heat away from your body. It helps promote better airflow within the mattress.
That makes sense. So it's not like the gel is magically cold or anything. It's more about how it moves the heat around.
Precisely. It's about regulating temperature. Now, another thing to pay attention to is foam density.
Density. Okay, I'm not sure I follow.
Think of it this way, how much material is packed into like a cubic foot of foam.
Okay, I'm picturing it. So the more densely packed,
the more durable and supportive it will be.
Oh, okay, got it. So a higher density foam will probably last longer and hold its shape better.
Exactly. You're making an investment in your sleep, so you want something that's going to hold up over time.
Right. So it's not just about how comfortable it feels the first night you sleep on it. It's about how it performs in the long run.
Absolutely. Now, while we're talking about the stuff inside the mattress, let's not forget about safety. You know, you want to make sure you're not sleeping on something that's full of harmful chemicals.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen that CertiPure US certified label before, but I'm not really sure what it means.
It's a good thing to look for. Basically, it means the foam has been tested and is free from a bunch of nasty stuff, like formaldehyde, heavy metals, ozone depleters.
Okay, yeah, none of those sound like things I want to be cuddling up with at night.
Right. So CertiPure US certification, it gives you that peace of mind that you're sleeping on something that's safe and healthy.
Great point. I'm learning so much already, and we haven't even gotten to the specific mattress recommendations yet.
We're just getting started. But hey, it's good to lay the groundwork, right? Understand the basics before we dive into the deep end.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm already becoming a more informed mattress shopper.
That's the goal. Now, are you ready to talk about the different types of memory foam mattresses?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Because honestly, I always get a little confused by all the different terms. Memory foam, latex, innerspring, hybrid. What does it all mean?
Don't worry, we'll break it all down. And actually, since we've already mentioned hybrids a couple of times, let's start there.
Okay, hybrids. Best of both worlds, right?
That's the idea. They combine the contouring comfort of memory foam with the support and breathability of innerspring coils.
So you get that sinking in feeling, but with a little extra bounce.
Exactly. And because of that coil system, they often do a better job with temperature regulation.
Ah, so hybrids could be a good option for those of us who tend to sleep hot.
They can be. They're also often a good choice for people who need extra support, like stomach sleepers or people who are, you know, a bit heavier.
Interesting. So hybrids are like the multitaskers of the mattress world.
You could say that.
Right.
Now let's talk about support and firmness.
Okay, firmness. Isn't that the same thing as support?
They're related, but not exactly the same. Firmness is how hard or soft the mattress feels, you know, when you press on it. Support is how well it keeps your spine aligned.
Ah, okay. So you could have a mattress that's soft to the touch, but still provides good support.
Precisely. And that's where memory foam sometimes gets a bad rap. People think it's all about sinking in and being soft, but it can actually be quite supportive if it's made with the right materials.
So like those higher density foams we talked about earlier.
Exactly. And of course, the construction of the mattress plays a role too. Like the NOLA Signature 12, which the article highlights as a good choice for side sleepers, it has something called zone support.
Zone support?
Yeah.
That sounds fancy.
It basically means different areas of the mattress have different firmness levels. So, for example, the area under your hips might be a bit firmer than the area under your shoulders.
Oh, wow. It's like the mattress is customized to your body.
Exactly. It's all about providing targeted support where you need it most. Another mattress the article mentions, the Bear Original, it has a really firm base, which gives it good all-around support for the price.
Bear Original. Okay. I'm writing all these down. So firmness and support, they're both important, but how do you know what level is right for you?
Well, like we said before, sleep position is a big factor. Side sleepers usually prefer softer mattresses, back sleepers tend to like medium to medium firm, and stomach sleepers need firm to keep their spine aligned.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if you're not sure what your ideal firmness level is? Do you just have to guess?
Well, luckily, most online mattress companies offer trial periods.
Oh, right. The trials. Those are a lifesaver.
Exactly. You can actually sleep on the mattress in your own home for a few weeks or even months and see how it feels.
Okay, so firmness and support checked. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the heat.
Ah, yes. The dreaded memory foam heat trap. It's a common concern, for sure.
I mean, I love the feeling of memory foam, but I don't want to feel like I'm baking in an oven all night.
Nobody does. Luckily, there are a few things that mattress manufacturers are doing to address this.
Okay, tell me everything.
Yeah.
How do I avoid becoming a human hot water bottle?
Well, we already talked about gel-infused foam. That's one solution.
Right, right. The heat-wicking gel.
Yeah.
What else?
Another thing is breathable covers. You know, some mattresses have covers that are made with materials like cotton or Tencel, which are naturally more breathable.
So it's like wearing breathable clothing to bed.
Kind of, yeah. And then there's something called open cell foam.
Open cell foam, what's that?
It's basically a type of memory foam that has a more porous structure. Think of it like a sponge with bigger holes.
Okay, I can picture that. So more airflow, less heat buildup.
Exactly. And some manufacturers are even using things like phase change materials in their mattresses.
Phase change materials? That sounds high tech.
They are. They're designed to absorb and release heat as needed to help keep you at a comfortable temperature.
Wow, it's amazing how much technology goes into a mattress these days. So it sounds like there are a lot of options for those of us who want to avoid that sweaty sleep situation.
There are. And the good news is most of the mattresses highlighted in this article incorporate at least one of these cooling features.
That's good to know. So we've got sleep position, mattress weight, materials, types, firmness, and cooling all covered. Is there anything else we need to know before we start talking about specific mattresses?
Well, just a quick reminder that all the hype and marketing can be overwhelming. So when you're evaluating a mattress, remember to look beyond the fancy words and focus on what really matters.
Okay, I'm all ears. What should we be prioritizing?
Transparency, for one. Does the brand tell you exactly what's in their mattress? Do they have certifications like Certifier RUS?
So it's not just about what they say it does, it's about being able to verify it.
Exactly. Also, pay attention to warranties. A good warranty is a sign that the company stands behind their product. Look for warranties that are at least 10 years.
10 years, got it. Anything else?
And of course, trial periods are crucial. Make sure the company offers a decent trial period so you can really try the mattress out in your own home and see if it's the right fit for you.
That's so important. Because what feels good in the store for 5 minutes might not feel so great after a few nights.
Exactly. And honestly, customer reviews can be helpful too, but take them with a grain of salt.
Oh yeah, for sure. Some people just love to complain.
Exactly. So read a variety of reviews, look for patterns, and focus on reviews that provide specific details about the mattress's performance.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't even gotten to the specific mattresses yet.
I know, right? This article is packed with information. But that's what we're here for, to break it all down for you.
Absolutely. So, are you ready to dive into those top picks from Mattress Advisory?
I'm ready when you are. Welcome back to the deep dive.
All right, so before we move on to the specific mattresses that the article recommends, maybe let's do like a quick recap just to make sure everyone's on the same page, you know, bring it all together. Yeah, that's a good idea. We've thrown a lot of information at our listeners already. My brain's feeling a little full. So refresh my memory. What are the key takeaways so far?
Well, we talked about, you know, sleep position, how that's like the first thing you should consider. Side sleepers need cushioning. Back sleepers need support. Stomach sleepers need firmness.
Right, right. And then there's the whole mattress weight thing, which I never even thought about before. Heavier means denser. Denser means more durable and supportive.
Exactly. But also potentially harder to move around. So there's that trade-off.
And then we got into the nitty-gritty of materials, gel-infused foam for cooling, high-density foam for durability.
Yep.
Oh, and that Certipure US certification. Got to make sure it's not full of toxic chemicals.
For sure, for sure. And of course, we touched on hybrid mattresses, memory foam plus coils, a good option for a lot of people, especially those who tend to sleep hot or need that extra support.
Right, right. Hybrids, the multitaskers of the mattress world. Okay, I think I'm caught up. So what's next?
Well, the article actually talks about a few other types of mattresses besides memory foam and hybrids. You know, just to give you a broader perspective.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, one that's been gaining popularity lately is latex.
Latex mattresses? Yeah, I've heard of those. They're supposed to be really good for, like, people with allergies.
That's one of the benefits. Latex is naturally resistant to dust, mites, and mold.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
But what exactly is latex? Is it, like, made from rubber or something?
It is. It's made from the sap of rubber trees.
Wow, so it's, like, a natural material.
Yep, And that's a big selling point for a lot of people. It's considered more eco-friendly and sustainable than some other materials.
Yeah. Okay, I see the appeal. So, besides being good for allergy sufferers and eco-conscious folks, what else is good about latex?
Well, they tend to sleep cooler than memory foam, which is a plus.
Oh, that's a big one for me.
And they're known for being very responsive and bouncy. Some people really prefer that feel over the, like, sinking in feeling of memory foam.
Hmm, interesting. So it's less of that hugged by the mattress feeling and more of a, like, supported but still buoyant kind of thing.
Exactly. But of course, there are some downsides. Latex mattresses can be pretty pricey, often more expensive than memory foam.
Ah, okay. So you pay for that natural goodness.
Pretty much. And they can be heavy and kind of hard to move around.
There's always a trade-off, isn't there? Okay, so latex, good for allergies, cooler, bouncy, but expensive and heavy. Got it. What other types of mattresses are out there?
Well, another one that's, you know, becoming more and more popular is organic.
Organic mattresses. Okay, I'm intrigued. What makes a mattress organic?
It's all about the materials and the manufacturing process. They're usually made with things like organic cotton, wool, and latex that are certified to meet certain standards.
So it's like the whole farm-to-table concept, but for mattresses.
Kind of, yeah. It's about natural, sustainable, ethically sourced materials. And often they're handcrafted with, you know, a lot of attention to detail.
I can definitely see the appeal of that. But are organic mattresses actually more comfortable?
Well, comfort is subjective, right? But a lot of people say they like the feel of organic material softer, more breathable. And some people with, you know, allergies or chemical sensitivities find that they sleep better on an organic mattress.
That makes sense. It's like minimizing the potential for irritation.
Mm-hmm.
So organic mattresses, good for the planet, good for people with sensitivities, but probably also on the pricier side, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they tend to be. But for a lot of people, it's worth the investment. Okay, so we've talked about memory foam, hybrids, latex, and organic. There's one more type we should mention, the classic innerspring.
Innerspring. Those are the ones with, like, the metal coils, right?
Yeah.
Aren't those kind of, like, old school?
They've been around for a long time, that's for sure. But they're still a popular choice, especially for people who like that traditional mattress feel.
Okay, so what are the pros of an innerspring mattress?
Well, they're known for being very supportive and breathable. The coil system provides a really sturdy foundation, and the spaces between the coils allow for good airflow.
Ah, so good for hot sleepers.
Definitely. And they tend to be more affordable than some of the other types we've talked about.
Okay, so supportive, breathable, and budget-friendly. What's the catch?
Well, they don't always offer the best pressure relief, and they can be prone to sagging over time, especially if they're not made with high-quality materials.
So it's important to pay attention to the construction and the type of coils used.
Exactly. Like pocket coils, which are individually wrapped, they offer better motion isolation and contouring than the, you know, old-school open coils.
Okay, got it. Innerspring, classic, affordable, good for hot sleepers, but watch out for sagging. So we've covered a lot of different mattress types. My head is spinning. How do you even begin to choose?
It can be overwhelming. But remember, it all comes back to those key factors we talked about earlier: sleep position, body type, and your own personal needs and preferences.
Right, right. So a side sleeper with back pain might want something with zone support and good pressure relief.
Mm.
A hot sleeper might prioritize breathability. And someone on a budget might need to, you know, make some compromises.
Exactly. There's no single best mattress out there. It's all about finding what works best for you.
So true. Well, now that we've explored all these different types, are we finally ready to talk about those specific memory foam mattresses that the article recommends?
Let's do it. They've got picks for, you know, different categories: best overall, best for back pain, best for side sleepers.
Okay, I'm ready to hear about these top contenders. Let's dive in. All right, deep divers, welcome back. We've talked about, like, all the things you need to know to choose a memory foam mattress. Now it's time to actually look at some mattresses.
That's right. The moment you've all been waiting for. Drumroll, please.
Haha, very funny. So this mattress advisory article, they actually pick out what they consider the best in a bunch of different categories.
Exactly. They've got best overall, best for back pain, best for side sleepers, yeah. You know, the whole shebang.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, let's kick things off with a mattress that's kind of like a good all-rounder, the Bear Original.
Bear Original. Okay. Tell me about it.
It's a 10-inch all-foam mattress, and the article highlights it for being, you know, a good balance of quality and price.
So not breaking the bank, but still a decent mattress.
That's the idea. And it uses gel-infused memory foam, so good for temperature regulation.
Ah, yes. Keeping those night sweats at bay. Important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got this, like, 6-inch layer of high-density support foam.
Ooh, high-density. So durable and supportive.
You got it. Which makes it, you know, a good choice for back and stomach sleepers especially.
Okay, that's interesting, because I feel like a lot of people think of all foam mattresses as being kind of soft, mm-hmm. but this one sounds like it's got some decent firmness to it.
It does, but one thing the article does point out is that the edge support isn't great.
Ah, edge support. That's that thing where if you sit on the edge of the bed, you kind of sink in, right?
Exactly. So if you tend to sleep near the edge or, you know, like to sit on the side of the bed to put on your shoes or whatever.
Guilty as charged.
Then this might not be the best option for you.
Noted. Okay. Yeah. Bare original, good value, good support, but maybe not the best edge support. Got it. What's next?
All right. Next up, we have the Lisa Original. This one actually won best for back pain in the article.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I've heard of Lisa before. What makes this one good for back pain?
They talk about the construction. It's got three layers, starting with this breathable cover, then a cooling foam layer, then memory foam for contouring, and then a dense base for support.
Okay, so lots of layers.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that dense base is what makes it good for back pain.
Yep. Keeps your spine nice and aligned. And the article also mentions that it's really good at motion isolation.
Motion isolation, that's important if you're sharing a bed with someone, right?
Huge. So if your partner's tossing and turning all night, you're less likely to feel it with this mattress.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. So Lisa Original, good for back pain, good for couples. Any downsides?
Well, it only comes in one firmness level, so if you're, like, super picky about that, it might not be the best fit.
Okay, fair enough. And I'm guessing it's probably not firm enough for stomach sleepers either, right?
Probably not. The article says if you need a firmer mattress, you might want to look at the Lisa Hybrid instead.
Lisa Hybrid, noted. All right, what's next on our list of champions?
Okay, let's talk luxury. The Nola Signature 12.
Ooh, the Nola Signature. I've heard good things about this one.
It's definitely a step up in terms of, you know, features and price.
Yeah.
And the article picked it as best for side sleepers.
Okay, I can see why side sleepers would like this one. It's 12 inches thick. That's a lot of mattress.
It's plush. And it uses the special foam they call Air Foam ICE. It's infused with copper, believe it or not.
Copper? Like the metal. What does that do?
It's supposed to be really good for cooling and breathability. Copper is a good conductor of heat, so it helps draw it away from your body.
Interesting. So it's like high-tech cooling technology. Fancy.
Right. And copper also has antimicrobial properties, so it can help with odor control.
Okay, so it sleeps cool and stays fresh. What else is special about this one?
It's got zone support, too, which, remember, is that thing where different areas of the mattress have different firmness levels.
Right. The customized support thing. So good for side sleepers who need that extra pressure relief.
Exactly. But like I said, it is a bit more expensive.
Yeah, luxury usually comes in a price. All right, Nola Signature 12 dress. Plush, cool, fancy, and not cheap. Got it. What else do we have?
Let's switch gears and talk about something a bit more budget-friendly. The Dream Foam Essential.
Dream Foam Essential. Okay, tell me more.
This one's great because it comes in like a million different options. You can choose from 5 different heights and 5 different firmness levels.
Wow, really? So it's super customizable.
Exactly. So if you're not really sure what you need, this is a good one to check out because you can kind of like tailor it to your preferences.
That's cool. And it's budget friendly, you said.
Yep.
And it still uses gel swirl memory foam and open cell technology, so you get decent cooling and breathability.
So you don't have to sacrifice comfort just because you're on a budget. I like it. Any downsides?
Well, it might not be the coolest sleeping mattress, especially if you're a super hot sleeper. And because it's all foam, it can be a bit harder to move around on.
Okay. So maybe not the best choice for someone who tosses and turns a lot.
Ah, right.
But overall, a really solid option for the price.
Okay. Dream Foam. Essential, customizable, affordable, decent comfort. All right. We've got one more mattress to talk about, right?
Yep. Last but not least, the Puffy Cloud. This one's all about that, like, super soft, sleeping on a cloud feeling.
Ah, yes, the Puffy Cloud. I've seen the ads. It looks very tempting, I have to say.
It's designed for comfort, for sure. Yeah. And the article mentions that it's actually endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association.
Wow, really? That's impressive. So it must be pretty good for your back.
It's supposed to be really good at pressure relief. And it has a cooling cover and cooling cloud foam, so it does a decent job with temperature regulation.
Sounds dreamy. But too soft for me, probably.
It might be. The article says it's not the best option for heavier people or people who need a lot of support.
Okay, that makes sense. So puffy cloud, super soft, great for pressure relief, maybe not for everyone. And with that, we've covered all five of the mattresses that the article highlights.
We did it. That was a lot of mattress talk.
My brain is officially full of mattress knowledge. But hey, that's what the Deep Dives is all about, right?
Exactly.
Giving you the tools and information to, you know, make smarter decisions.
Exactly. And remember, choosing a mattress is a very personal thing. What works for one person might not work for another.
So true. So don't just take our word for it. Do your own research, read reviews, try out some mattresses, and find the one that gives you the best sleep of your life.
Sweet dreams.
And don't forget to check out the show notes for links to all the mattresses we talked about and those exclusive discounts. Until next time, Deep Divers, sleep well.